CNCFlare.com presents Two Cents Worth, a podcast on B2B sales and entrepreneurship. The one podcast that's not afraid to discuss real sales strategies with real entrepreneurs that produce real results.
Every day I'm hustling.
Here's your host, James Harper.
Hey, how's it going, everyone? And welcome back to the Two Cents Worth podcast. I'm your host, James Harper. Before we get started here today, I just want to give a quick shout out to an organization that's very special to my heart. That's Trailhead Community. I encourage all of my listeners, I don't care what your walk in life is, to go check out trailheadcommunity.org. The truth is, guys, we all know someone in some capacity, in some walk of our life, that has a developmental disability. And these people with a disability mostly live with older caretakers, especially as they become adults. The truth is here, at least locally for myself in Colorado, 12,000 adults with developmental disabilities are currently living with caretakers over the age of 65. Trailhead Community, an organization I'm very close to, the only organization that I fully endorse and champion on a day-to-day basis, is helping change that. We are out to build apartment buildings for the DD community, and we're doing it where it's sustainable. All I'm going to say, guys, is go check out the mission. That's trailheadcommunity.org, trailheadcommunity.org, and I promise you it's worth 5-10 minutes of your time. There's plenty of ways to get involved. This time of year, I like to push charitable causes. I believe profit's always good in sales, but profit for purpose is better. Our sole mission in life is to be of high impact. So before we got started today, I did want to kind of give a unique, very special shout out to a nonprofit I'm heavily involved with, which is Trailhead Community. And that's, check them out, trailheadcommunity.org. With that being said, I want to jump into today's episode like none other. This is really sales fundamental, one-on-one, guys, when it comes to this topic. And that's the know, like, trust strategy. I've actually have a few videos on this. If you go to Agency Flare's YouTube channel, you can check some videos out around this topic. But know, like, trust. Are you implementing the know, like, trust strategy into your outbound sales campaigns? This is simple sales fundamentals that we're going to go through today. I think it's just always good to get a primer on, get a refresher on, and ask yourself, are we getting our reps in when it comes to sales basics? All too often, we can forget about the things that got us where we're at. I know personally, when I'm up at the plate, using a baseball analogy, I can want to swing the bat to hit a home run. Well, knowing that if I swing the bat and I just get on base consistently, that's just as good as hitting the one-off home run. With outbound sales, guys, and cold prospecting, it's no different. We always want to hit the home run. Of course, that's what's fun. That's what's sexy about sales. When we reach out to a cold prospect and right away they engage, they set the meeting, they're highly qualified. We're taking them to the demo phase, the presentation phase, whatever it is. That's the home run. You know as well as I do, that's also rare. So what's better than hoping, because hope is not a strategy to hit that home run, but then implementing an actual tangible fundamental within our sales game that will consistently get us on base, consistently keep our pipeline strong, and allow us the most opportunities. Maybe not right now, but definitely in the future, to potentially sell to these cold prospects. So I really want to refresh the know, like, trust strategy. For the ones that don't know what the know, like, and trust strategy is, just a quick refresher here. One, there's three pillars to this ball game. The first one being the prospects have to know who you are. That's the know box. They got to have some sort of familiarity with who you are. That's why it's important to have a personal brand. That's where marketing's actually important. They have to have some sort of familiarity on who you are, what your company does, and it's not completely foreign to them. That second box there, guys, is the like strategy. Once you get these people to know you, they actually have to like you, even if it's just kind of like you. The truth is, we don't always like people we do business with, but we can respect people. I would put respect in that category as well. It should almost be the no, like, respect, trust strategy. But in terms of the second box here, guys, prospects have to like us at least at some minimal level to make a commitment to actually do business with us in the future. And then the last box here, guys, the most crucial, probably the biggest one, they have to trust us. We know 100% of buyers buy with emotion. And one of the biggest emotions to solidify a sale is trusting the person you're buying from, trusting the company you're doing business with. It's incredibly important. For example, I just went through the ringer trying to hire a general contractor to do some work at my house. And let me tell you, I did not go with the cheapest person. I went with the person that I trusted the most throughout the process. So that's why the no, like, trust strategy, keeping this top of mind when we're prospecting, is so just so critical. Now, there's a few things that I want to go over right now, and I want to break down these three categories. The first one being the no category. Obviously, we have to have some sort of company awareness. The truth is, guys, there's a lot of SDRs out there. There's a lot of business development reps out there. There's a lot of entrepreneurs out there where your company just doesn't have brand equity. Your company name just doesn't hold a lot of weight. Maybe you're a small business. Maybe you're a startup. Maybe you're just a very unknown business. I get it. I've actually worked for those companies. A lot of the companies I've owned have been those companies. And the truth is, even my company now, Agency Flair, we're known within our own little niche. Obviously, you guys know of us through this podcast, but it's not like we're a huge sales agency like Salesify. We don't dominate with brand recognition. This is why the no strategy really comes down to the salesperson themselves having some sort of personal brand. And I believe personal branding is just going to become more and more important as the years go on. Obviously, digital is the game right now, and we can verify and validate a sales rep, a company, any type of service or product we're buying from a company before we even speak with someone in that business online. That's why it's so important that not only your company obviously has an online presence, that should be a standard, but the expectation now should be you, the sales representative, should have a really strong personal brand. And I just know firsthand, guys, the sales reps that are out there, the entrepreneurs that are out there that are not necessarily building audiences, like online audiences, but they have some sort of let's call it industry authority in terms of thought leadership. They're posting content. They have a strong online network in some way. And there's just some visibility out there. They're the ones that are going to win at the end of the day. We're kind of transitioning from the old to the new when it comes to sales. There's a lot of old school sales guys out there that are great salespeople, and they've been doing their thing now for 25, 30, 40 years, but they haven't adjusted with the times. And then you see a lot of these younger sales reps, maybe not even by age, just by experience, using new tools like obviously LinkedIn and these digital platforms that we are privy to now, and developing a personal brand and developing some industry authority and some thought leadership authority. And next thing you know, that type of authority is converting to opportunity. That's why the no strategy, that no category, is so critical. People at least have to have some semblance of who you are as a person, what your company does, before they ever engage with you. The second box here, obviously the likability factor, the respect factor, that like category. This is, it just comes down to rapport, guys. We have to have strong rapport rapport, and it's one of the most underrated and underspoken about things when it comes to sales. You have to have great rapport with your clients and your prospects. Therefore, we have to know who we're actually reaching out to. If a really great outbound sales campaign has a very, very narrow focus, and the salesperson has a great understanding on who they're actually reaching out to. It's really easy in today's world to spot heavy automation. And although automation helps us save time with our sales processes, automation doesn't close deals. People still have to like the person that they're buying from. There has to be some sort of rapport there that makes them feel a specific way to want to get to the next phase of the buying cycle. They have to like you in some capacity. And more than that, they have to respect you. Then the third category here, guys, the trust category, kind of like I already spoke about. This one speaks to itself. You have to develop a layer of trust. Now, how do you do that with cold prospects? It's a typical question I get asked often. And my first answer is pretty simple, is we just call out the elephant in the room more times than not. We call out, one, what's wrong with the industry you're playing in. If your client or your prospects had a bad experience with a service you're selling, with a product that you're selling that maybe they've tried out in the past, you know, call out the flaws within your industry. Be human and actually be accountable. And two, also call out the elephant in the room. I've said this in actually one of my last episodes, cold calling tips. Make it known that, hey, listen, I know we don't know each other, but this is why I believe we should be continuing this conversation. You know, just call it out like it is. Obviously, we don't know that person, and we're reaching out to them in a very awkward, cold sense. Call that elephant out in the room and then give them a reason why they should continue to have the conversation. By being human like this, by being accountable to the flaws within the industry we sell in, by calling out the elephant in the room, that we realize that this is a very abrupt, maybe cold contact, that gives a layer and a level of trust that a lot of salespeople are afraid to put themselves in, because it's putting us in a vulnerable position. The more vulnerable and real we can be, as crazy as that sounds, will build the trust first and foremost. That's why on my cold calls, is if you listen to episode 17, I talk about just calling out the elephant out in the room sometimes if a cold call goes bad. And that's because I know it's going to give a level of trust. And also, guys, it helps us qualify too. At that point, when we're speaking with a cold prospect and they get weird or there's heavy objections, it allows us to learn a little bit more about who they are, where they're coming from, and what does that do to our lead qualification? What category are we then putting them in? Getting that information from them if they are objecting, if they are kind of being a little bit awkward or reserved up front. That kind of helps us with our lead qualification throughout the process, because in the outbound sales game, guys, we're always looking for a yes, we're always looking for a no, and we're always having to pick up on weird data points and weird, like, just personality checkpoints to see if this person's qualified, because we don't want to waste time on people that don't matter to our pipeline and that ultimately we can't serve at the end of the day. That's why I just think it's so critical just being real with the people right up front, letting them know your objective. Obviously, your objective is to make a sale. Everyone understands that. But your objective should be really to serve the person. Doing these type of having this type of narrative really is going to help build that trust factor right off the bat. A few things I want to talk about: four boxes here, just kind of recapping three categories, and those categories being the no category, the like category, and then ultimately the trust factor there, the trust category. But when it comes to being known, you have to have some sort of personal brand awareness. When it comes to being likable, you have to have good rapport. Always keep that in mind. And then three, guys, you have to have you have to build a level of trust, obviously, but you have to be human. You have to be realistic. And ultimately, guys, there should be a fourth box in here. You have to find a way to always bring value to the conversation and be authentic. In the B2B sales world, you guys know as well as I do, people are being pitched and prospected nonstop. We have to be authentic. We have to bring value. We have to be genuine. We have to have a servant type mentality to truly stand out. Guys, I'm going to end this conversation on something that I think you're going to find really valuable. How do I know that the know, like, trust strategy actually converts and works? Well, Agency Flair, and you guys can check out my company at agencyflair.com. We actually ran a quick little case study of what we call the know, like, trust strategy conversion rate. When you're reaching out to someone completely cold, the chances of you setting a meeting one to four times is less than 2%. It's like 1.3% is what we saw at Agency Flair. When it's a semi-cold introduction or outreach, meaning they have some wherewithal, they have some awareness, they know a little bit about you and who you are, it's a 5.3% conversion rate. When it's a warm intro, referral would be a great example. When there's some trust factor right off the bat, it's a 16% conversion rate. Let me go over those numbers again, guys. When it's a completely cold outreach campaign, 1% to 2% is a typical conversion rate to actually get qualified prospects to the final stages of your sales cycle. When it's semi-cold, there's some awareness around who you are, about your company and what you do. It's a 5.3% conversion rate. And then when it's a warm intro, you were referred by someone, you were connected in some way to their company through someone else, it's a 16.3% conversion rate. So look at that. That the just from semi-cold to warm, it's almost 3.5 times better to have all three stages checked off in terms of the know, like, trust strategy conversion rate cycle. So just keep that in mind, guys. Any chance you have to open the door through someone else, it's always going to benefit you, benefit your pipeline, and really ultimately help you close more deals. But that's not to say that the cold outreach game's dead. Obviously, it's not. That's what I do for a living. That's what many of you guys do for a living. But just keep it in mind what might help your odds, as it has helped mine personally with the cold outreach. With cold outreach, is just keeping in mind the know, like, trust factor and how important that can ultimately be. Guys, thank you as always for listening to me here just talk about sales. It's what I'm passionate about. It's what I love to do. Agencyflair.com is obviously where you can learn more about our company and what we do as a sales agency. But I do want to give a quick shout out to you guys, the listeners. The last few weeks have just been awesome. And really the last few months have been great in terms of just our audience size growing, people reaching out to us, the feedback we're getting on topics that you guys want to hear about, the guests that are starting to want to be on the show. Absolutely love the love that we're getting at, getting from you guys. So couldn't do this without you guys. This is why we do it. And just wanted to tip my cap to you, the listener. If you did enjoy this episode or you do enjoy this podcast, definitely give us a follow on Spotify. Give us a review on iTunes. Head over to agencyflair.com. Sign up for our newsletter. We send out a monthly outbound sales report. Ultimately, we love meeting new people. That's why we do this. And really just appreciate you guys listening. And until next time, look forward to hearing some success stories about how you guys are ending your sales year on a great note. Thank you.